It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 714. Georgie Boy here. Welcome back, everyone. It's Tuesday. I'm putting together all of the interviews from the 24-hour live stream that we did on Friday. And this is number 3 with Jace and PJ. Such funny people. I hope you enjoyed this one.
Oh, that was cool.
Welcome to the future.
That looked flash.
It could have gone either way.
Gentlemen.
97, what are you looking? Like, literally just came into the internet chat.
It's, Gemma gave me some ultra fine mist spray. And so I sprayed on my face.
But in saying that, he usually
licks
his guests.
It tastes like watermelon.
He licks when guests come onto the shot. So
gets excited.
Hey, do you know why? You know why 97 wants to look good these days?
I've heard.
Girlfriend
alone.
Girlfriend. Someone's got the missus.
This is great. Yeah, please go on.
What an announcement. That's great.
Go again, PJ.
Oh, sorry, guys. I'm always that person who sees the comment in the background and then I have to repeat it, and it's never as good the second time.
No. This is it.
Like,
everyone quiet.
It was a shit question, guys. I just said, have you changed your Facebook status? It wasn't even a gag. It was a question.
Have you though?
I haven't. No, I haven't updated it yet. No. I probably... Yeah.
Oh, it's just a quick bit of backstory. How long have you guys made it official? I know Tommy is loving this. How long have you made it official now? And also, I just want to confirm, you guys have never met, correct?
Never met. It's been probably been about 20 days.
Yeah, right. Official or since you guys have started chatting?
No, official.
Sebs, I was chatting with Josh yesterday, and I came up with a great idea for the show. Do you want to pitch it, Josh?
Oh, really?
You do it. You pitch it.
Okay. What do you think about you setting off in a car, obviously an Uber, you can't drive, and you drive across to Perth, and the boys just check in on you throughout the week? Because I can imagine you sitting at like some outback pub next to a redneck explaining the situation and how you're on the way to your life.
What do you think? That's a great idea. Oh no, I love it. That's great.
How is he going to drive though? What are you going to?
Uber
all the way.
We got
cab charge. Do they still do cab charges at the radio station? Is that still a thing?
Yeah, damn straight they do.
There used to be a thing where if you could save them up, because they go scarce around here about September, they dry up. Yeah. But if you save them up, then you pay out of your pocket for short trips and you save the cabbies for the big one.
What's the biggest cab charge that you've gotten, do you think, Jace?
It depends if Jace gets the fancy cars. The fancy cars are exorbitant.
Hang on, producer Alex?
It was about $400 out to one of our live streams we did out at a farm.
That's right. Oh. Although I did get a car to take the family and I to the airport for Bali, and I paid extra for car seats.
Because you can do limo, though. You can even use cab charge for limos and shit.
Yes, yeah, you can, as PJ knows. She gets hire cars around.
Shut up. I am so not a car snob. Jay's always gets the fancy car.
Yes or no? Do you have a driver when you go to the airport?
Because you guys, sometimes
that's okay.
Nah, I appreciate it. It's just as cheap. No, you pay $80 from Richmond to the airport.
Yeah, I'm so happy in an Uber though, but sometimes they're there on offering, and you can't say no. They've got little bottles of water.
I mean, PJ, I feel like being in a long distance relationship with BJ, you would have insight into this whole thing. How do you keep a relationship fresh? Any tips for Sebs?
In 20 days. How fresh are we going to keep?
Real fresh, real ripe.
I'm very glad you asked that. Communication, 97. You got to work out her language of love. So, how do you guys connect? How often are you talking? Try and keep that up. Have something to look forward to and spice things up, 97. Get creative.
Yeah, okay. Well,
And what she what she's saying is, because last time we were on your podcast, you were talking, Jace saw something in your phone that you'd flick to your BF. At what point should Mr. 97 start sending tops off photos?
What was that?
It was he saw your vagina on your phone, I think he said.
Oh, there's no rolling. And by the way, that was many, many, many years ago when I was just a young cub. This. No, no, no.
Jesus, Polly.
No, no, no. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Sorry. I was in my 20s. Anyway, fine. No, that's complete. No rolling. No rolling there. Just
any,
do whatever
any
feels
stuff
right.
Like in regards to like messaging, are you a Snapchatter? Like, is it, should he just be fine with all of this stuff on iMessage?
Oh, what are the encrypted ones?
What have I always told you, Paul? I said, don't put your face in the photo.
No face.
Or identifying features. If you've got a very prominent mole on your left arm that everyone knows is 97, keep that out of it.
Sure, tattoos and things like
his
that.
Chest, his chest is pretty prominent and we all know it. His best feature, he reckons. That's what he said. Best feature, my chest.
Tommy, I brought this up with Josh yesterday. I can't help but notice... definitely a sense of arrogance sneaking into the potty.
just from 97.
Like, yeah, you can definitely detect a tone.
Yeah.
Oh, mate. It's and he doesn't even have access to the gym, so it's not like he's getting swole and it's his body that's doing the work. It's it's all mental on his behalf. It's actually unbelievable.
I came in late, and I'd missed the relationship start, and I was driving along the other day, and I was
you only had to miss two episodes, to be honest. Like, <that's right. laughs>
and I was just like, I'm sorry, did 97 buy shares in the big picture company, buy these guys out? Because they're definitely detecting a shift in management.
It's ever since we've given him a camera, right? Like, he used to always be behind the scenes. You never get to see him. He'd be, you know, sort of just the little dweeb behind the mixer, and now he's got a light on him, and he's.
You know what? Jokes aside, congratulations, Sebs. I'm really happy for you. It's great.
Aww. Oh,
thank you.
You've done
confidence. That's so lovely. I actually just got a text from Grace saying you are getting slammed. This is so great.
She's loving it,
and that's why we love Grace.
Yeah, that's, she loves. What do you think, PJ, on banter? Sev's a big part of sort of Sev's is flirting, is banter. Any tips or thoughts on banter?
Can we have an example? Like, say if it was like, say if it was one in the morning, right? Mm. And PJ's Grace, and Sev's, you just want to dial her up because you miss her.
Am I sleeping?
What would we be experiencing?
Yeah, you'd be at least your head would be on your pillow.
Okay, and then this. Oh, it's Sev's. Hey, babe.
Go, Sev.
Hey.
Hey, babe, how you going? Josh is cringing already. No, I mean, I don't know what else. You need, the hard thing is you need like context. Like, it's always, it's like banter. Like, she doesn't like anything digital, so it's always like she doesn't have Apple Pay on her phone. So I give a shit about that and just all the other thing. It's, I don't know. You need context.
Well, 1 o'clock in the morning, I think we know what the context will be if you're trying to wake her up.
He's been going to bed at 4 a.m. Yeah, go on, Tej.
I was just saying, I just did an Uber order because we can't leave our house and I wanted a coffee.
Yeah.
And I paid almost $8 to get this coffee delivered. Two just came to the front door.
Sorry, Tej.
I just
noticed as you rapidly got up with speed to get your Uber Eats, I couldn't help but notice amazing pants you're wearing. Where would I get something like that?
I mean, this is a nightmare. Why are you? I'm wearing my cotton on. I've got my cotton on.
This trying to help you out. This is
like when I saw Billy Brownless do a credit for Uber Eats, and then they had to point out that they actually meant Deliveroo. He's doing a change. He's doing a change.
All right, Jesus. No, here we go.
It's 10:40. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Here we go. Oh, wow.
I'll try because they got sponsored by Cotton On Peach, and I'm like, I'm going to help them out big time here. I'll just slide it in so that way.
There we go.
Thing I wear. Oh. Tie-dye. Oh, yeah. Tie-dye for the win. Tie-dye's back in, baby.
That is so good.
Hey, can, so Peach, good. Can
thanks,
I
ask,
I'm going to go doing the show from home for 24 hours with the missus and the little one. Like, are you off full parent duty?
Yeah, oh, well, this morning he was on the show, made a cameo, and just all he was saying was, hello, cheeky monkeys. That's about it. That's all he had. And he will get home at about 5:45, and then it's Friday night drinks, so we usually put him in front of the TV, and then I'll be good. That's it.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right.
And so, I mean, she's going to be parent. She's on duty. She's on parent duty. Good. I'm saying that.
Right, right. But like, just 1 o'clock in the morning, do you have to keep your voice down and stuff when doing the show?
Well, we're quite affluent. We have a two-story townhouse out in Bulleen.
No, boy, Peach, I must say it's quite enough.
It's a rental.
Yeah, so yeah, it's a rental, mate. We absolutely don't own it. They're selling it. We're actually looking for a place. You got an investment that I can move into? No.
Left wing. They won't. Record the show up here.
No, and so I might have to whisper, but you guys, I remember you doing your, what was it, 40 something hour?
50,
you lost 50, your voice 50 56? Something hour?
56 hours. We lost our voices and our minds.
What time did you lose your voice? What time in?
I think it was like Thursday night. So we started on Wednesday morning, wasn't it, Jay? Yeah. It was like 6 a.m. Wednesday morning, and it was probably like Thursday night, 7 o'clock. That's when things get really hard, really hard.
It's like you guys were saying the other day about sleep deprivation makes you feel drunk, and it really does. Mm. I mentioned to Josh yesterday, the hard bit with doing a marathon show, like, don't get me wrong, it's good fun, but then I reckon about 3 o'clock, Savo, you guys are going to be like, oh, God, like, she's a long show we're doing. And then tonight, there'll be that tipping point. Obviously, there will be because you're doing Friday night drinks, but when you'll definitely start feeling a little bit like, woo, lightheaded, and that's when it gets really fun.
Well, that's actually, when we did a 25-hour hug, that was another stupid thing we did. We got...
Not COVID safe. Is it?
No, BC. Not COVID safe now. BC. And we got really excited. We're like, we've got this in the bag. And we're like hugging him. We're like, let's go to the bloody pub. So we go down to the pub and we start doing like shots on shots.
Peaked early.
And we're like, oh, getting. We're like, ah, this is going to be sweet. And then we get back. We obviously, the hangover starts kicking in. And then the body just aches so much more. And we just, it was so much harder. And we had to literally just sleep on the bed with each other.
Hey, here's a rock bottom moment for you guys, right? So we're doing this hug. And we're sort of handcuffed while hugging. And these poor Black Thunder drivers, casual street team members, like, it was their first shift. And they had to pull our pants down when we need to go to the toilet.
Brought to you by Cotton On, was it?
Hey, easy with the pants. They're from Cotton On.
That's a good integration. Yeah, what's the weirdest integration? What's the weirdest integration you guys have ever done, do you think?
I don't know. What do you reckon, Jace?
We sort of, we're getting better. We gave away vouchers for ribs and burgers this week, and for 3 days, I was like, Monica, you've got a voucher for ribs and burgers. Monica and Katina, they're bloody lamb ribs.
Are the best. Amazing. Get the lamb ribs.
And then it was day three. Alex comes in, the producer, and goes, mate, they haven't done lamb ribs for about 2 years. They do what I pull.
Nailed it. That's, we really need the information laid out on a sheet right in front of us when it comes to this.
Do you have a way of just like, if you guys get stuck in you've said something wrong, do you have sort of a tick? Do you have like a telltale sign when the other knows that they've fucked up?
Yeah. Oh, like when I started also in the same break going on a rant about how much I love pasta. Do you remember that, Jace?
Oh, yes. So we get over that, like in the same break. And I'm like, oh, that's awkward. They don't do lamb anymore. But honestly, the pork and beef are amazing. And then not even 2 seconds goes by and Peter's like, bloody hell, I could go pasta today, couldn't you? How could I look at it and I'm like, that's right. Pasta's amazing, yet not available on the ribs and burgers menu.
Oh, jeez. It's no Billy Brownless mistake. Josh told me yesterday. What happened, JJ?
Yeah, I just mentioned it while you were gone. Yeah, so he did mention Uber Eats as a credit. Said, we're going to be joined by blah blah tomorrow from Grilled Uber Eats. It's going to be great. And Josh, the producer.
Josh, we were here. We heard the story, mate.
Sorry. This is the problem. This is the reset. I was trying to do my first ever fucking reset.
in front of the radio heads. Didn't work.
Was that not a good reset?
Reset this show. Don't mix. Don't do resets. What is this?
PJ, what's your advice for when it sort of gets into the middle of the night for us? What do you think? What should we be doing?
Can you guys play music on your stream, or do you get taken down for copyright?
We get taken down, yeah.
Damn. Okay, well, that's going to be my first suggestion. Don't do that. Second of all, keep active. Maybe do some of these ones.
Okay.
Some of these ones.
Yeah.
Get the blood flowing.
I love it.
Get a bit cheeky. Do something a bit naughty. Get excited. But don't take – oh, I suppose actually, you know what, 24 hours, Jace. You could probably do coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Jace, coffee. Just sitting back watching this train wreck take over.
Yeah, no, this is amazing. Great content.
Yeah. I love you guys it. Flap your arms like a bird. It'll be 7 a.m. before we know it.
Well, we tried to stay away from coffee in the 56-hour one because, like, inevitablecrash.com, but I suppose 24 hours, middle of the night, maybe just, get jacked up on caffeine.
I feel like 24 hours is – it's almost bender time. You can go in and drink, go coffee, you know, just go
do
everything.
Do a tequila at 3 a.m.
Yeah, you know? All that sort of stuff. But the thing was with the 56 is, like Pete was saying, we avoided everything, like – sugary foods, coffee, like really, really bland, boring.
We
diets.
Say that, but then it got to the sort of final hours and we were craving some shitty stuff. You know when you're really tired?
Remember I had a beer just food? With 6 hours ago and then I thought I was having a stroke? Good
God, time.
Not what is
guys, I mean, you guys, being on radio, you've got sort of a code of conduct and all that sort of shit. We have fuck all to worry about in that regard.
Yeah.
What do you think about smut? We're trying to work out how smutty the show should get in the sort of the evening.
You want to take it?
No, you take it, Jason.
No, I was going to say, I think it's like when we record our podcast intros and all rules are off so you can swear and stuff. I think it is cool letting the audience into that sort of bit more real and behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's 3 o'clock in the dirty morning, instead of some dirty internet creep on a webcam, then I just question, is this the audience who know and love you? Is this what they want to see?
It's a good point. I was worried about Sevs. That was my main worry, so I'm glad
you
said that.
Yeah.
What are you planning to roll out?
Yeah, with a question like that,
we were just thinking of doing some sort of up late thing. I already regret saying vagina on the stream so early in the day, but the... but
it was a fact. It wasn't.
Yeah, I know, but it was pretty... It was a fact, but there's a lot of facts that you just don't say, isn't it? But I just want to get a sense of, you know, how far we want to go. One of the suggestions I had, it's not a fully fleshed out idea, but it was Sevs and I were talking about watching one of the sort of the porn remakes where they like the parodies of a film and sort of, but the audience won't see it. It will just be our reaction. But I don't know how good that is from a content perspective. It was really just with the filter of smart.
What do you mean like Die Hard, but then it's like that kind of version of Die Hard?
Exactly.
Saving Ryan's Privates.
Yeah, that's
kind of John thing. Wang. That sort of stuff.
Yeah, gotcha. Is that are they not actual mistakes, or are they actual legitimate porn?
Yeah, it's legit.
They're porns, like Polly. They're porns.
Yeah. It's okay. And they even I think there's cuts where they take out the sex scene, so you can just watch the acting as well.
Yeah.
But
and there's a lot of body counts and massacres, you know. It's still that same sort of violence and sort of rumble tumble that you see. You know what I mean?
So that's a no to the slot then. I'm gay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll do that streaming idea. I'm
good. I'm glad we've run it past you guys. Jace, what are some other – like we haven't really thought – we called a board meeting at 8 p.m. last night because we hadn't worked out everything. And technically we still haven't worked out –
record the show before you do a marathon show at 8 p.m. at night. I thought that was brilliant.
we fucked it.
I mean, yeah, we absolutely fucked it. But we've won now that we've got you two in one screen. This is amazing, Josh. Hats off to you. But, Jace, what are –
thank you, Frank.
Like, we haven't thought about going to the toilets and having showers or taking breaks. Like, you went to songs where you could axillion shit. What do you think? Can you set out some rules for us?
Well, with us, when we went to do it the first time, it only dawned on us, no joke, with like 3 minutes before we're about to go live, we were like, oh, God, we can't play the music on the live stream on Facebook or they'll pull it down. So with 3 minutes to go, we were like, we're going to have to keep the mics open the whole time to the live stream. Like, you guys are 56 hours. And you've got to think, 40 hours in, there's no filter. So when you have an interview on, you're like, thanks so much. We can't wait to watch the show. 7 p.m., Channel 10. Thanks very much. And then you hang up. And normally you'd be like, we're never fucking having them on the show again. It's very easy to forget that everyone can still watch that. So we had the mics open like you guys. I reckon with showers and stuff, the key is you've got three of you, all three of you doing it all night.
Yeah, and we've got George, our editor as well, that can join in. We can.
And he'll be fresh. I mean, he's only editing replay videos for 23 hours. So he'll come out
the he's actually already wrecked, which is pretty funny. But this is good. And so,
but he gets paid on completion, so he won't get paid unless he finishes the full 24 hours.
Here's one for you. And I got to get PJ's permission. Oh, to sort of
sorry. Oh, that's a put you to bed one, isn't it?
Is that too much?
No, you're going to way
just had
too
the
much.
Savvy diet. I'm trying the intuitive eating. I'm just eating sort of whatever.
No, just go back to the toss. Oh my god! Yeah. In the photo at the airport you posted the other day. That's way too much. You're gonna peak way too early. Dude.
What do you got in there? Bacon?
Yeah, it's a little bacon egg. It's looking quite good actually. Ooh. It's like a little chutney.
It's got a small
something.
Menagerie in there.
Yeah.
Oh but, my god! So hungry now, Josh.
Here's a question eating for you. On.
Yeah, go on.
We were chatting about this morning. It just randomly came up. Death row meal. Where would you go?
Oof. Oh, mate, that's one of Sevs's dating questions.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, I put together 50 questions. This is a great question. Brilliant. Sevs, do you want to go? Sevs, go for what did you say, Chase?
No, it's just a great question. Just like, just before execution, what would be your meal of choice?
Yeah. Sevs?
I'd go poached eggs Benedict with like avocado and hollandaise sauce and salmon and...
Wow, it's very nourishing for a last. Really, you don't need nourishment moving forward.
Most executions happen in the afternoon. I don't know if that's your subtle, like, screw you society, I'm going to eat off the breakfast menu. Before you leave this planet.
I feel like you want to have something that's going to send you into a bit of a food coma. So then you're going to be a bit more sedated for it. Do you know what I mean? Like when
not to get too dark, but whatever you eat, you're going to shit out. Like when that shit happens, like you instantly shit yourself.
But you're dead.
You won't shit out.
No, that's not.
That's quite graphic, isn't it?
Yeah, but the Benedict, I don't know if that's a good, I was going to go with Mexican, the combination at Mexican Cantina Narry Warren. You can
I was going to say chimichanga for you, Josh.
Yeah, chimichanga. Do you know what a chimichanga is, guys?
Yeah, Pete made one the other day.
I made one the other day, deep fried burrito.
How'd you deep fry the burrito?
Are you on death row, Polly?
I screwed it up.
Commercial kitchen.
Wow. I do not have a commercial kitchen. Can't confirm.
Your chef has a commercial kitchen, sorry.
Chef!
Hey, Charles, punk it up the deep fried burrito. Nice.
Chimichanga is underrated though. Like when you get a good one from a Mexican store,
Like the perfect mix. It's not a taquito, it's not a burrito, it's a chimichanga. And I just like saying the word as well.
Mexican, I know, do take away. I make too many changes. Sorry, TJ, I just make too many changes to the menu. Like I don't like beans. Stuff like that. So if I'm doing a phone order with
it's
Mexican,
so difficult.
I would have complete anxiety for that 30 minutes until it rocks up and something's fucked.
Can I just say, like, not to call you out, but not eating mayonnaise is a bit of a bitch move. What's the deal with the whole not eating mayonnaise?
Bitch move. Aioli, mayo, chipotle. Do you like chipotle?
No. The ugly
it's a distant cousin.
The mayonnaise family get together. Chipotle's there.
What's your problem with mayo? Did you have a bad experience?
No, I just find it tangy, and I to be honest, I really struggle to talk to people who like mayo.
I used to have mayonnaise on roast. That's the only when I was a kid. Mum would buy it in bulk. I just add it to her.
Was it best foods mayo?
It was I would go actually like a whole leg. I worked out early on that the light mayo was terrible, like the consistency.
That makes
me want to vomit.
You want egg mayo.
What a bad childhood.
Jace, are you, I feel like the person that doesn't have mayo also would take out the tomato from a burger. Is that you too?
Yes. Yes. Yep. No lettuce.
He doesn't eat tomatoes. Do you eat them cooked? Do you eat cooked tomatoes, Jace?
Yeah, like I'll eat. I love making like a pasta and chop up some cherry tomatoes, but they need to like heated with soft consistency.
Have you met Trevor Long? I reckon you guys would eat well together.
Yeah, tech reporter Trevor Long.
He's great.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we have a show. Yeah. He's awesome.
We had a we describe it as Trev's menu because he goes to all the Apple events, but he doesn't like anything that they serve. So they have, you know, strawberry infused water. So he has to basically go to a diner and have a milkshake because he can't eat any of the stuff that's at the Apple event.
We've had
that's like your fancy events.
Yeah, we've had numerous fights because I'll get really socially embarrassed and like a tray will come round and we'll be at like a MasterChef launch or whatever. And Peter will be like, Jace, you got to try these. I'm like, oh, what is it? Oh, it's kumquat risotto or some shit. And I look at her and I'm like, no, I'm good, thanks. And then she'll make a scene. She'll be like, oh, Jace isn't trying it. What's wrong with the meal? And then we'll leave. I'll go, hey, like, jokes aside, like, come on, mate.
Don't do that, please. Mate. It's not cool, come mate. On. It's not
Have
cool.
you seen, there's a great show. It used to be on Netflix, but I think they took it off. It's on the network TLC, I think. Freaky Eaters. You remind me of a freaky eater, Jason. There's a...
Oh, my God, guys, you have got some homework to do. Jace, a couple of years ago, and now I do believe it has been redistributed onto the ABC here in Australia. He sat down for a chat for a specific show called Fussy Eaters, and Jace was identified as a super taster.
Okay, can I point out?
Jace, super taster, Jace Hawkins, and he's sitting there in his home, and he goes, I don't know why I don't like mayo, but I just never have.
Okay, this was a stitch up, all right?
And it was all serious, guys, like full doco style.
Yeah,
honestly, it was Christmas. Yeah. You've got to take it down.
Okay, it's called Fussy Eaters. It'll be on YouTube. Sev's already looking, I can tell. Alex and PJ said, hey, some doco crew rang. They heard you talking about being a fussy eater. They're doing a doco. They just wanted to know if they could ask you one quick question. Look at all the eyes. They're all looking for it. And like a passing comment. I'm like, yeah, cool. I can do a quick bit to camera. Next minute, a full documentary crew are around at my house, so much so they wanted to unplug the fridge so there was no hum, so the audio was perfect. Lights are set. It looked like I'd been done in a pedophile ring and I was on A Current Affair. And oh no!
Daddy.
Come on.
Woo!
Down interview with me.
Oh my god, yeah, get it when you're actually sitting down and you're doing one on one because it looks like a towel interview. It's amazing.
Full on serious.
Did it feature on like aeroplanes as well for a while?
Yeah, we had people like ringing us going, hey mate, I just saw you on Fussy Eaters on board QF249.
You look great though, to be honest. They're doing it. It's great. You look great.
Achilles heel. I don't like spinach. I don't like carrot tomato. You've got to name it up.
It's slightly brand damaging, to be honest. That's all right.
How much did you get paid, Jace? Or what was the incentive for it?
I just remember Alex on the phone going, yeah, no, he can blank out 2 days. No worries. Here's his address.
Oh, my God. So good.
Charles is on it. Charles from Bathurst, he brought that up for us. He is helping us as a guest producer. He found us through you guys, and now he's helping us with the 24-hour stream.
Can you
Does that
stop?
Mean we can take him back?
Yeah, can you stop stealing our listeners?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely not. No, we can share. Yeah. We can share. I mean... Well,
Shannon wanted to know what the deal is with you and Franco becoming a gronk and attending our Friday night drinks.
Well, there has been a sort of mutiny here at the studios because we found Franco's started distancing and hanging out with the Daily Talk Show team. We'll be like, oh, what are you doing this weekend, Franco? And he'll be like, oh, nothing good. Franco's our video guy. Monday we'll be like, what'd you get up to? Oh, just a couple of casual drinks. Daily Talk Show guy.
Like, oh, he'll mumble it under his breath.
That's third week in a row. You and your little lads over there online having a party. Is there something we need to know? But I've said on record on another podcast, if someone leaves here, we're going to make a play for Sev.
Really? Yeah. Hashtag make a play for Sev.
Make a play.
Make a play.
Yeah. No, no, no. But not even taking the piss. I was using him as an example of, like, you know, just young people coming up in the industry. Not many people are willing to, you know, do the time and stuff these days. And, like, you know, exactly what you've done, 97, is how I started out. A lot of people don't do that, you know. Yeah. So,
but also, Jace, just don't make the mistakes we did. Mm. Let him on the show. Look
They're
at the
not
arrogance.
Talent. You know? They're not
Learn
talent,
from
right? As soon as you
us,
sort of,
Jace.
Yeah. Don't put lighting on them.
Very strict don't hook up with listeners policy on this show. So I don't know how he's going to go over here, but yeah.
I'm not going to put, we don't have to play the game who has the hotter listeners, but I mean, our pool is slightly smaller. I think pretty mainstream potentially.
You get quality. You get quality then.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
No, they're fine.
Smaller pole, and normally when you get a smaller pole to work with,
yeah, it's actually a bit easier. I think that
quantity, yeah.
So we've got what, a couple of hundred ugly people listening.
No, you've got great people, but you've just got you've got the good population, you know.
Yeah. It's just watered down.
Yeah, it's just a bit watered down. All right, thank you guys for coming on.
That was
great. What are you doing for the rest of your day? Are you going to be meditating all day, PJ? I just imagine you in your little sort of castle, just chilling out with some incense and stuff.
Not a castle.
Well, it's Count Cash Joshy. Friday, isn't it?
This is where no, not Count summer. Cash Friday. I was going to do a bit of yoga, a bit of a chill weekend, actually. As we were saying earlier, we actually ended up being quite social in the confines of our own house, but like, I'm just going to have a bit of a quiet one, I think.
Yeah, it
does disconnecting
happen.
From a disconnected world. Hey, PJ, we've got a meditation teacher on at 1 p.m. You should tune in. We're going to do a live meditation. Her name is Tammy Roos.
Let me set an alarm.
Oh, I love that. Is that what time drinking commencing?
That's later in the afternoon. So we're going to go from Tammy Roos. We're going to have on. Yeah, we're getting all our fitness stuff. We've got Steph Claire Smith and Laura Henshaw on the show.
I know that's
one of your little crushes. So, yeah, maybe you can do a back-to-back and then just come to Friday night drinks. You've got your weekend sorted.
So we gave our mobile number numbers out on a live stream a couple of weeks back, so we'll just get random texts now and then. There's obviously someone who listens to our show watches yours as well. I just got a text, just random number saying, I think Polly's hooked up with a few listeners in her time.
That's good banter.
Remember the one-arm guy in New Zealand?
I knew you were going to say that. Yeah, he was lovely.
Couldn't push you away. You came into work and I hooked up with a guy last night. And we're like, is anything going to happen? And you were like, yeah. And we're like, what's going on? There's something weird. Like, do you know him? Is he related? And you...
No, like, I just didn't want it. Like, I just didn't... Yeah. Didn't want to make it a big thing. He was a lovely guy. And yeah, I think he's... I haven't really talked to him too much since. I think he's happy now, though. But you know, we used to do listener parties quite frequently, and we had a lot of free
what?
Free drinks. It was good fun.
Different time.
Different time.
Paige, I was just going to ask, I meant to say it earlier, because sort of we represent the show individually. If I was to have a few lemonades tonight and jumped on House Party or Zoom and dialed back into the boys, would that be allowed?
You can absolutely do what you want, mate. You represent yourself.
Okay.
You just said today on the show that you're having a quiet one and you're not going to jump on House Party.
I know, but this
he contradicts himself all the time.
It seems a bit fun tonight. I want to see Josh after it.
Yeah, it could go either way. I've been sweating. It's cold, but I'm sweating. It doesn't feel good. But anyway, that's another thing.
You look like the robber in guys. That beanie on.
Yeah.
It does. But you know what? Guys. It's bloody great because it's from Cotton On. And
these socks.
They do a good beanie.
Some of these socks. My feet are cold. I'm putting socks on.
Hey, guys. Good luck today. And congratulations on 700 episodes as well.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, legend.
You guys are up.
That means a lot. Thanks, guys. I'm going to go see the guys out. You and Seb.
Josh, you got to run the sting as well. We just missed the.
We've missed the. Hang on.
Come on.
This is actually a disaster. What hour are we at?
20.
Oh, we're at the 20 hour. 20 hours. Oh, this is it. Hey, guys. Wait, hang on.
I'm just gonna,
Charles will see you out. No. I've got to do this sting. Okay, hang on. All right.